to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm grateful to Carl Faes, who wrote in his daily Nudge page a few years ago about Doug Copeland. Doug Copeland's a Canadian man, a novelist, very well known in some parts of America. He's a man who works 7 days a week. He doesn't take holidays. And he said, "I've never taken a holiday. To lie on a beach someplace almost seems sinful. What's the point of being around unless you're working on something?" Now, this man, very well known, popular, he said that my mother comes from a sour-faced family of preachers who from the 19th century to well into the 20th century scoured the prairies, thumping their Bibles. Her parents tried to get away from that, but unwittingly transmitted their values to my mother. My father's family were not that different. So Doug grew up not really that interested in the Christian faith at all. But what is interesting about Doug Copeland is that he was the man who coined the phrase Generation X that he wrote in a book in 1991. Generation X, that's often talked about as those who reach adulthood in the late 1980s. And one of the books that he wrote was called Life After God, a collection of short stories of people raised without religion. He said, "My secret is that I need God. I'm sick and can no longer make it alone. I need God to help me, because I no longer seem capable of giving, to help me to be kind, as I just can't seem to be a kind person, to help me love, as I'm beyond being able to love." I find that a very interesting quotation there. He says, before we know it, before time has passed, we've missed the chance to be with other people. To a younger me, he said, this sounded like luck. To an older me, this sounds like quite a tragedy, because too much has passed by. Now, these very honest statements by a man who's got a brilliant gift of writing is very interesting. He didn't claim to be a Christian, but has expressed something very powerful. Great honesty, actually. My secret is I know God. How true that is for each of us. We need God. You might be thinking, I've found happiness in my life. Why do I need another sense of purpose and happiness from a divine being, whoever that is? Fair enough question. Many people enjoy financial wealth, a loving family, a few problems there might be, but no matter how much happiness you've got, your life, of course, would be more fulfilling with God in it. And now I say that because knowing God makes a huge difference. Now, I mean, think of it like this. As a child, riding a tricycle, that can be a lot of fun, but later on that child grows up and might drive a Porsche, for example. So the tricycle seems a little bit boring, doesn't it? And you might think that you've got all that you've ever want, but how would you know if you've never tapped into the divine source? You could be missing out. And so, have you noticed how the more we have, the more we need to have, and the more we are loved, the more we need to be loved? So the achievements, we want more. That seems to be the way we tick in this world. And can you remember what happened not long after you acquired something that was new? And you thought, wow, this is good. But then it kind of gets boring. It's just like the wise teacher in the Bible who actually said in Ecclesiastes 1 verse 8, the eye is not satisfied with seeing or the ear filled with hearing. And this writer from the Bible was King Solomon, perhaps the most successful person ever encountered in the Old Testament. He was known for his wisdom, surpassed all around him. But he said, this is all vanity. All my hands, he said, have done and the toil spent in doing it. All is vanity and chasing the wind. So life without God is never enough. Now, the Christian answer is grounded in something fundamental, and that is, quite simply, we're made in the image of God. We're never complete until we are completely in union with God. And the Bible says that God himself gives to all mortals life and breath and all things. In him we live and move and have our being. That's Acts 17, verse 24 and 28. So we need God, because without him we'll never have that sense of satisfaction. We are incomplete without tapping into the divine resources of God. So I trust that you might think about that, and why be frustrated with a sense of emptiness, and finding God would be the answer. Well, dear God, we want to be healthy in body, mind, and soul, to be whole people, but things get in the way. I pray you will shine your divine light into my soul and take out what's not good and replace it with your love. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.